You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Pressure's on. I'm Therese Crowley, Fox News. A lot riding on Kamala Harris' first sit-down interview tonight with CNN, even with running mate Tim Walz joining for pressure relief. While new reports suggest tension inside the Harris team, Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House.
We're seeing now what happens when a candidate, in this case Kamala Harris, is not surrounded by a team of longtime loyalists, and that is leaks start to come out. This is something we almost never saw from candidate Biden or President Biden, but now there's an Axios item with the title, Inside the Tension in the Harris-Frankenstein Team. And the problem appears to be that Obama-era operatives have been jammed into an office in Wilmington full of Biden people, and nobody knows who is really doing what. The story says, quote, the entanglement of these different entities has led to many people feeling a real lack of role clarity. And the source is one person involved in the campaign.
Harris and Walz on a campaign bus in South Georgia with a new poll showing Harris losing black men support over the economy. The Trump Vance ticket campaigning on the economy and energy in swing states.
The first thing that you have to do, if you want to help the people of Erie, Pennsylvania, is you have got to unleash American energy. It'll make manufacturing cheaper. It'll make trucking cheaper. It'll help everybody.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
It will be the Republican Party nominee's first campaign appearance since special counsel Jack Smith filed a reworked indictment in his election interference case. Former President Trump will likely have a lot to say during campaign stops in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin over the next 2 days. 2016 saw the former president break a presidential election slump for the GOP by becoming the first Republican since the 1980s to win Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He's trying to win both states back after President Biden flipped both in 2020. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
On August 30th, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten it.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Reagan, in theaters Friday, August 30th. Rated PG-13, may not be suitable for children under 13.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by September 2nd, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minute, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for man.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome.
welcome, Moon Graffon Show. It is Friday Eve already. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Of course, Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, I did call John and ask him to call in. I'm hoping to get him around 10:30 on Kamala Harris's another nutted up $5 trillion tax increase on crazy stuff, on money you hadn't even earned. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, you talk about socialism and Marxism at its best. Anyway, we've got that. I got someone joining us with St. George. Of course, St. George can't get their money from East Baton Rouge. From Baton Rouge, and it drove me nuts when I read that. So I gave them a call. Raging Cajun was sliding here. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. Everybody wants to cook and eat something. A little late in the program on Kamala Flip Flops. Got the 11 o'clock off. So a little bit of everything. And I got a audio from somebody who went to LSU and asked him who they were going to vote for. You're going to let these are young people now, and watch the reason they're going to vote for people. And actually, I think almost all of them are Harris. One of them don't know yet. So anyway, I'll get to that. It's just kind of, I think it's hilarious, but it also shows you where we are in the country. And, I mean, people say you shouldn't vote for somebody for race. Well, listen to this when we get a chance to visit with this, and hopefully we can get to play that a little later. I was falling out laughing, folks, and I'm going to be so right on this. So in Colorado, 400 million solar facility touted by Blinken 2 months ago, they scrapping it. Hey, they're going to try all that crap here, too. They're going to scrap it all before it's over. There's no money for this. The federal money's going to dry up. The interest rates are too high to invest. And this is a stupid idea, and I'm just laughing. I think solar on people's homes and businesses and batteries and stuff is cool. But for the federal government to continue to go out there and promote something that ain't happening absolutely blows my mind. Plans for a 400 million solar cell facility in Colorado have been scrapped just 2 months after Secretary of State Anthony Blinken highlighted the project as an example of world-leading foreign investment. The Intel semiconductor plant Colorado Springs was slated to be converted into a solar cell facility by the Swiss solar panel manufacturer Meyerberger. Ain't gonna happen, folks. Another one bites the dust. Company announced the plans would not go ahead, starting in a press release that says the construction was currently not financially viable and has been put on hold. Scrapping of the project comes only 2 months after Secretary of State Blinken highlighted Meyerberger's plan as an example how the U.S. remained top destination for international investment. Meyerberger told Newsweek, our solar cell manufacturing facility in Colorado Springs, Colorado, has been put on hold due to an unexpected negative outcome with the financing that Meyerberger anticipated would close in August. Key factor was increasing U.S. construction costs. At the Select USA Investment Summit in June, Blinken said over the past year, business from around the world have invested more than $1 billion in the United States, supporting millions of jobs across the country. They initially planned to use the tax credit from the Inflation Reduction Act. Y'all do realize Inflation Reduction Act had absolutely nothing to do with reducing inflation. Had everything to do to advance billions and hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars into this green new energy ignorant sham hoax that it is. Okay, you got to understand that. They initially planned to use tax credits from the inflation reduction proposed by President Biden to fund the majority of construction work. You see, companies don't even have to invest hardly anymore because the federal government's cutting checks. Meanwhile, back at home, your hamburger price is up, your food price is up, your car price is up, all by design. They don't even care about their voters, and the voters that vote for Kamala Harris, They just have no damn sense of what they vote for. And I don't care how smart you think they are, and I don't care what university they go to, and I don't care what how much you know. If you believe in freedom and a republic, you cannot vote for Kamala Harris. You can't. And if you do, you're fooling yourself. I'm more on her taxes and a little later in the program, but gee whiz, all this stuff is absolutely crazy. Federal money, federal money, federal money. Oop, we out of federal money. We ain't got no more money to invest. And by the way, it's too expensive. Yeah, because we printed all this money to give to people who just, how much of that $400 million got in the pocket of a few people? And they were able to make it really a lot of money for them personally, only to scrap the project. Folks, I'm noticing they're trying to do this in Louisiana. Watch how quick this stuff's getting burned up. We got to remember the name of everybody that shoved this down our throat. You know, they're willing to make investments if the federal government subsidizes them. If the federal government basically guarantees them a profit, they'll do it. Federal government shouldn't guarantee anybody a profit at all. This is how many trillions of dollars are we going to waste on a sham and a lie when you don't have to do that? Once again, I have no problem with solar panels and solar. I never have. I advertise with solar panel people. I'm glad they advertise with me. So why are we talking about it? We're talking about federal government mandating, forcing, giving away billions and billions and trillions of dollars for a lie. Making everything we buy cost more. Folks, if we could just understand a little bit about inflation, the printing of money, running up the debt and the printing of the money causes all the inflation. This is what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and them have done. This is what Senate and the Congress has done. If you can't understand that, you'll never. If you think, yeah, and what is Kamala's answer to this? Do what Russia and Argentina and everybody else did. Well, we're going to do price control. It has destroyed countries. You barely got a loaf of bread on the shelf. Now she wants to come back with a $5 trillion tax increase. She wants people to pay taxes on money they don't even have. Oh, I'll get to that later in the program. I'm going, what? Who does that? Here's who does that. Communists, Marxists in communist countries, and people who want to destroy what's here. That's who does this. Why you want this done in the United States of America? Everybody that believes what Kamala Harris believes in, all you have to do is pick out the country you want to go to that all this has been tried, where crime is rampant, they have no economy, everything is skyrocketing in prices, you don't have the freedom, and the government controls your rear end. Go to Russia, go to China, go to Iran, go to Iraq, go to Colombia, go anywhere, anywhere in the world. You can move out of here. You can get the hell out. Leave. Go to these countries that got health care for you and think you're not going to pay and you're going to walk around in a life that is just a life of luxury. Folks, that's not how America was built. That's not how America was sustained, by walking around and getting a check from the damn government. That's how people walk around Louisiana, some of the good old boy network people and the poor people. So what happens here? People leave. People go look for a better opportunity, look for a better job. And there's no other country to go to besides ours. Why do we want to run the only country that's been what Ronald Reagan called the shining light on the hill? The shining light on the shining city on the hill. Why do we want to act like these other countries who have all failed? Gee whiz, and here we are putting up trillions of dollars for a lie. Here's another one. You're going to keep reading about them because they've driven the cost up so much for all of us, not to mention, you know, insurance rates up 54% around the country since Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took over. Everybody's bickering about it, and nobody wants to go to the culprits, but there's the culprits. When they jack a car price up 30%, you're going to pay more in insurance, too, to fix it. I don't understand how an average citizen can't understand this. Oh, no, you ain't saying, wait till you walk away, you able to download that? Okay, we'll get it ready when we come back. I'll play you what they're asking college kids who they're voting for And they're going to tell you why, who they voting for and why. That's our future voters coming off of Cal campus. This was actually done on the LSU campus. This would be typical of any campus, though. Okay? This would be typical, so I'm not picking on LSU. This is just what they did, the interviews of these college kids who don't have a clue. If you vote for Kamala Harris, you either hate the country or you ain't got a clue of the world you live in. Not a clue. It's one or the other. You got to make up mind which one it is. And they've hurt this guy. And Barack Obama is... he could get his fourth term, man. We just think of the transformation we can have. We already saw a man can transform into a woman. Barack's idea. You know, transformation. Fundamentally transform us. Anyway, let's take a break. I'll play this when we get back. Y'all just listen to the comments from these college kids, who they voting for and why. And you're just going to be amazed. Take a break. Be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black-eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest-growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will, too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Labor Day weekend, sir.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Your opportunity to be a voice. Matthew James. Business Tax Reduction Hotline, always ready. So let me play this. It's just a little clip that somebody did an interview with some students. And it really don't matter what the university is at. Kid's a kid. Young person's a young person. And that's what it ought to bother you that they're at these schools. So guys going to start asking these kids. You're allowed to answer the first one, voting for Kamala because she's hot or pretty or whatever. But then they interview other people. They interview whites and blacks, and you can determine why people are voting for who. Real easy. So listen to this.
Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
Everybody say that.
Because she's beautiful.
Everybody say Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
Everybody say that.
Because I feel like she's a black woman. I feel like black people should support other black people.
Do I appreciate Kamala Trump?
Kamala.
Or why said that?
I'm a black woman.
Or what that mean?
Because I have a black job.
Where you work at?
I work in the healthcare field.
Hey, Kamala or Trump?
Hard choice. I consider myself to be fiscally conservative while socially liberal. Mm-hmm. I'm really not sure because.
No, just explain.
We saw him in 2016.
Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
All right, why say that?
Well, I'm not trying to die, Seth.
What you mean by that?
Well, how do you think that's going to go if Trump wins for me personally?
I appreciate it. Hey, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala. Because I'm a black woman and nobody finna take away my right.
Hey, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala. Black queens forever.
Hey, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala. I don't really trust the way that Trump is running the country. He did a bad job during the pandemic. Kamala's better. And she laughs a lot. She's funny.
Hey, Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
Kamala. She has a more of a personality. She's more empathetic and I think she's younger. So we're on a good track.
Kamala or Trump?
Kamala.
All right. So good looking, Joy smiles and she's black. This is what you're dealing with, folks. You're not just dealing with it. Now look at this as college kids. And what do they know from 18 to 26 until you're just not too bright? 16 to 24. That's what it is. And nobody's too bright, but she's hot. She's a black woman. I'm a black woman. I always thought if you're black, you need to vote for blacks. Who teaches these kids this? What about the Constitution? They don't have a clue what's coming in their life. They don't have a clue how hard it is in the real world, even in a free republic like we have. Not a clue. What is it, that old saying, the youth is wasted on the young? Great example. And I don't. The good news is the young people don't vote for the most part. Somebody can get mad for me saying that. I wish they all voted, but they don't know what they're voting for. My first vote was Ronald Reagan when I was 18 years old, and I knew who I was voting for. I watched Jimmy Carter almost drive this country. Well, he did drive it into the ground. And, I watched him drive it into the ground. I knew who to vote for. Nobody had to tell me how to vote. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have drove this country into the ground with the help of Barack Obama. Why do you support somebody? Years ago, before social media, and these people get all their news off social media. Many years ago, they wouldn't win maybe one state. People got it. They understood. And if everybody could realize that how in debt, in trouble we're in, and their side don't realize it and don't want to realize it because their whole goal is, do you hate Trump more than you love America? If you hate Trump, vote against Trump. What about the love America? You don't love America if you vote for Kamala Harris. You can't. When you vote for Kamala Harris, what are you loving? What do you think she's going to do to make your life better? See, the thing about it is, I don't think a politician will ever make my life better. But people are voting for Kamala Harris like they did Obama. He's going to take away my car note. I'm not going to pay a car note and a house note no more. Remember all that? Because they convince people that Santa Claus will never go away. They convince people that we got the person that's going to give us something. And I'm not talking about blacks. I'm talking about people in general. When the checks quit cashing, let's see how you like Kamala and Biden. I just can't believe anybody, just a half a brain, could vote for them. Look at what they're doing to this country. Anyway, that's the young people. Like I said, you could have went to any university in the country, and that's probably what you would have got. This thing of vote for somebody because of their skin color, I don't care if they whited in Clorox bleach can make it white. I ain't vote for somebody because they're white. I'm never going to vote for somebody because they're white. You shouldn't vote for somebody because they're white or black. What about what they think, what they do, what they say, what they stand for? Don't you care about the Constitution and what happens to this country? I'm voting for black. I got to vote for black because I'm black. I got to vote for white because I'm a white. Full of crap. Talk about destroy a republic because we're not a democracy. I guarantee if you went on campuses and asked them what kind of government we would, and you had 100 people, 99 would tell you we're a democracy. When we become a full-fledged democracy, which, by the way, we may be now. Sooner or later, mob rule. You get the media on your side, you get the mob on your side. Mob rule. Go look at the history books. This world is full of the Kamala Harris's and Joe Biden, Barack Obama, where countries were just destroyed overnight for the stupidity of their policies. I'm voting for so-and-so because they're hot. I'm voting for so-and-so because, well, I'm black. I'm a black woman. We got to stick together. Unfortunately, older people vote like that, too. All right, we got to take a break. More to come when we get back a little bit on St. George and what's happening down in that area. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Support local.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Always great to be with you on this Friday Eve, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Let's go. We're joined by Andrew Merle. He's an attorney. Our friends at St. George. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, Moon. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Andrew, I tell you, my heart breaks every time I pick up and read a devil's advocate on most things, but every time I read something, it seems like for the last 4 years, you guys, the city and the people that decided to start their own city, every time y'all win a court battle, everything y'all won through the court system, they still fighting y'all. Now, all of a sudden, you can't get your revenue from East Baton Rouge City Parish. And you got to tell me what's going on now, because how many more court battles do y'all have to win before everybody does what they're supposed to do?
Well, Moon, that's a question for East Baton Rouge Parish. Last night, the St. George Transition District did authorize its attorneys and team of attorneys to file suit if necessary to protect its rights in a variety of issues, one of which being the sales tax revenue. And honestly, we don't know what the issue is. I mean, truthfully, you could debate. We can have a debate about the incorporation date. I feel firmly that I know what it is, but they can debate me on that. But they cannot debate that since the Supreme Court ruled that St. George was reasonable to incorporate as a city, they cannot debate that date moving forward.
Yeah.
So why not just, in good faith, as a partner and not an obstacle, why not just move forward and transfer the tax revenue?
I know, but I mean, it, how can they do this? Because if you got to sue, y'all not sitting there with a bunch of money right now. Y'all waiting on your money to be handed to you. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost like done on purpose. It would just make y'all spend some money out of your pocket, which, by the way, I'm sure has been done by a lot of people.
Well, look, I believe it to be a political maneuver. I'm really not sure where the underlying obstinance comes from, but the position from EBR Parish hasn't changed since we started the incorporation process. We've always stated we wanted to work together to move forward, that the process, as we move forward and we continue to win, whether it was the election or the lawsuit, that we wanted to move forward and work together, because litigation, everyone loses,
yeah,
right? We
yeah.
lose time. Everyone loses money. The citizens of St. George and EBR are going to lose tax dollars. This makes no sense, but if you're telling me that's the only mechanism we have left, and I hope it's not,
yeah,
then we are going to do whatever we have to do to protect the citizens of St. George. I'm still hoping there's still a window of opportunity. I'm hoping that we can all work together moving forward.
Yeah, Andrew, I'm just, so this is a question, and you may have answered it, but if you did, I didn't catch it. Why are they doing that, I think, is the question. But y'all don't really know why, do you? I mean, look, we know it's political. I get that part. But how can they do this if the courts have ordered that they have to pay the money? If they got it, I mean, it's your money. It's y'all's money. If the courts ordered that, and have they ordered that, then why in the world are they not doing it?
Well, the way it works in our case is once we won that election, EBR Parish's ability to collect that 2% sales tax ceased the moment we became incorporated.
Okay.
And the transition district that I'm chairman of was passed in legislation to provide a taxing mechanism to continue that tax until the citizens of St. George have the opportunity to vote to take it over, to transfer it to them. So legislation, the intent of the legislature was to provide us that taxing mechanism. And there is no legal reason or logical reason why they don't give us our tax dollars. We're just hoping to avoid having a court demand it and waste more of our time and resources.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Has a suit been filed yet? Are y'all trying to avoid that at this point?
No, last night was an authorization to allow us to do it. We're hoping we don't have to do it. We're hoping that they can meet some requirements and requests that we've made repeatedly so that we can avoid it. Mm-hmm. But now we have the ability to do it if we need to move forward. We're not going to wait too much longer. We're not going to keep playing this game forever. But they do have an opportunity to shape up and start working together.
So what's the next step? If I can be a little blunt by asking that, I mean, you may not want to say what the next step is. What is the next step?
Well, I mean, it's the same process we've been trying. We've been making requests for information that's gone unfulfilled. We've been requesting the tax dollars, which has gone unfulfilled. I believe at some point today, letters are going out from the transition district and the mayor's office to Mayor President Broome, reiterating those requests once again, putting some timelines in place, and really putting the onus on the parish to start doing their job, providing the information that's requested and they should have, and turn over that tax revenue and come up with something reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, every time I pick up the paper, I say pick it up, I don't pick it up online, I cringe. I'm going, what does it take? Y'all have won every case. This is pretty much won every case. And they try to take y'all to court again to redo the case again from the one they just lost. And this is all a delay tactic. And I think they're trying to get into your money. I hope y'all do something sooner than later, because this is absolutely embarrassing. And I think it's embarrassing the city of Baton Rouge.
Well, I agree. And I would encourage anyone to contact their council member to express that we want to move forward. Let's work together and move forward. We believe the Metro Council can help with that. We believe we have the right to sue for this money, and we'll get it. We would like not to have to go through that process for everyone's sake. And again, as you pointed out correctly, we have won the election. We have won the legal case. It's now time to work together and move forward. Let's do it before we have to wind up back in court.
Yeah, because I think you agree with me, the legal cases have always ruled in y'all favor for the most part once it was all settled. So it's settled. I guess it's going to take an attorney, a judge to say if you don't do it, then what does the judge do? What is the consequences if they don't do anything? That's my question.
Well, I mean, at some point, there's going to be a court order to remit that money to us if we have to go that route. And that money will be taken one way or the other. And we just, again, we got to this point. We've been told repeatedly over the last 14 years how much we are better together. Well, that's a partnership that takes two parties, right?
Yep.
Any marriage requires two parties to consent and be a part of it. And we want a partner moving forward, not an obstacle. But we're not getting that, and we need to get some movement on that. And now we have the mechanism in place that if we don't get movement soon, we have a different venue to take it to.
Well, and maybe you can't answer this, but what kind of timetable are you on before you go sue? I mean, if y'all pretty much
I wouldn't say it's not an unlimited timetable for sure. I know that. It's sooner than later, I promise.
Do y'all have any working relationship with East Baton Rouge, or you got people saying, okay, guys, look, we lost. Let's go ahead and do the right thing.
Yeah, there are some folks in EBR Parish who are trying to work.
I figured you did. That's why I'm asking that.
Every organization has good people trying to do the right thing, and EBR Parish is no exception. We just need that to become a prevailing voice, that it's better for us to move forward together than to fight each other continuously. It's not a healthy relationship, and we can do better.
Well, you know, y'all fought in the direction that you people wanted to go. Y'all won. You wanted every court case possible. And now it's time to get along and go along. And it seems like to me they're throwing the big stick on y'all, because let's be blunt, there was always going to be a money deal. It was always going to be something about the money when it came down to it. And now we're seeing what this is about. They want the money. I guarantee if y'all broke off and said they're going to keep the money, they probably wouldn't have had a problem. They probably would have escorted y'all to the door. If it was no money involved, they would have escorted y'all to the door and say, good luck, and then have walked away.
But since
there is money involved, and rightfully so, y'all deserve the money that's y'all's. You know, for the incorporation in the city of St. George. Y'all deserve that. They have no right to do what they're doing. But unfortunately, you may have to go to court again and beat them again before they give you what's rightfully y'all's.
Well, Moon, I hope that's not the case. But if it is, we are prepared.
Yeah, and I think you need to be. But I would, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. Unless some calmer heads prevail on the other side, you know, that's what you're probably going to have to do. I hope you don't either, sir. I'm tired of picking up the paper, seeing Baton Rouge slamming down what y'all did. And I'm not talking about Baton Rouge in general. I'm talking about the ones at the top, mayor, councilman, whoever's doing it.
I agree. I'd like to start focusing on successes for our future.
Yep. All right, Andrew. Listen, you've been awful kind. Thank you so much. We'll do it again. And good luck. I hope the next time I read something, y'all got money and y'all moving forward.
Me too. Thank you, man.
All right. Andrew Merle, attorney with St. George. All right, gonna take a break. More to come. I just want to keep y'all up to date. We'll be right back. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875% 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
Trump.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
When asked what was...
Acadiana drivers, did you know that bicycles are considered vehicles under Louisiana law? Cyclists have the right to use the roadway same as motor vehicles. You're urged to share the road by giving a buffer zone of at least 3 feet when passing a cyclist. Yield to cyclists as you would another motorist. And remember, a cyclist does not have the protection of a vehicle if they're in a crash. Protect your fellow citizens on bicycles. This announcement was brought to you by Bike Lafayette. Learn more at BikeLafayette.org.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. We'll have a little fun next segment coming back out of the top of the hour. My friends at Raging Cajun Season, it'll be here. And, of course, it's Labor Day weekend, and people are going to be cooking and having a good time watching some college football. Looking forward to it. I ain't going to spend a whole weekend doing it. But don't they start the night walk? Colorado on the night? Dang, I think your mama got me going somewhere. You want to come with us? I didn't think you would. All righty, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, and all the games Saturday. Of course, the Fighting Tigers on Sunday. I hope that's going to be a good one. I just want to, as long as LSU wins by 1 point, we're good. But I hope that's a good one. If it's not a good one, I think LSU will burn them, but we'll wait and see. I appreciate Andrew coming on, Andrew Murrow, with the saying. I don't understand something. You win in a court battle, you win in a court battle, you win, your people voted. Separate the city, you know, to just form their city. They've had to wait almost 5 years for it to happen. And then now, all of a sudden, the Supreme Court 4 months ago ruled in favor of St. George Incorporation. They said the city now demands sales tax revenue, believes it is owed. But they said they ain't demanding, they are owed. It's their money. You know? It's they get 2% sales tax revenue. They ought to be able to collect it on its own, not going through the city of Baton Rouge. But that's been ongoing for so long now. But every time I pick up and read something or see something, the city parish is fighting it. It's over. And I knew when they got to the money. I knew when they got to the money that it was always going to be a money battle. Because like I told you, if the truth is known, if you go to the parish president of the city council, parish council, whatever you want to call them there, and you went to them and said, look, St. George has formed their own city, but we don't have to give them any money. Every one of these people that are fighting this money would say, bye. Y'all have a good time. Have a nice life. They wouldn't care. It's always been about the money. For East Baton Rouge, always been about the money. And this proves it's about the money. They're going to hold on that money till a court decides. If they agree to give the money that they owe, I'm going to be shocked. Because I think it's always been about the money. You know, there's no city of St. George if city of St. George can't get the money that people are paying in for. There's none. You got to have funds to operate. So just that's why somebody said, why are you covering this statewide? Because I think it's an important issue. These people have decided constitutionally they did everything right. All the courts, basically, well, not all of them, but most of the courts ruled in favor. They got the Supreme Court. They won big. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Now the money part, and I always knew the money part is all these big cities and government worry about. They don't care about the people. They don't care about what's right. They don't even care. Since it's run by a lot of liberals, they don't even care about the letter and rule of the law. They really don't. The left cares nothing about the rule of law. You got Supreme Court telling them it's over. Nope, ain't over yet. We're going to keep fighting this. And that's exactly what they're doing. I just, unbelievable. By the way, one other thing, because I was mentioning about solar facility. Biting the dust, another one, just one after another, seem to be biting the dust. Windmills are really, wait till windmills get to biting the dust. They really going to bite the dust. They already have. A lot of those are going down, too. Carbon capture is a total joke. That probably won't go down, but that's the worst one of all. Town undergoes stunning transformation after retiring century-old coal plant. Now, they're bragging about a place, a plant outside Cleveland, Ohio. They're about to retire a coal-fired power plant and replace it with solar farm and battery storage. Now, I hate to see this because there's going to be a winter up there around Cleveland, Ohio. Snow, coal. When these solar farms that we see it happen here, all that stuff starts getting wrong. What's going to happen? It's called Painesville. The city is in Painesville. Well, Painesville don't understand the pain that they're going to get. You watch. I want y'all to remember the city, Painesville, and the devastation that's coming to Painesville for going with solar. But how did Painesville do this? Smaller town, by the way. Well, they got $80 million for a project from the Biden administration on the $4.3 billion funded clean energy projects. $400 billion allocated from the Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, caused inflation to go up even higher. That coal power plant has been powering Painesville since 1908. It has been powering local homes and business for over 100 years. So, of course, they throw out that, of course, significant cost of health problems with the people in the vicinity. They can't prove all that stuff. And then you know what they do? They talk about 3,800 premature deaths yearly in the United States because of coal. They got to throw a number like 3,800, like Painesville lost 3,800. I don't think Painesville has 3,800. But this is what they do. Once again, I love when they get out there just like Blinken did, start bragging about something that they're going to regret. This has already happened in Germany, folks. They're building power. They're building coal-powered plants again because this windmill solar-driven stuff did not work. Somebody mentioned to me, an environmentalist up in Martha's Vineyard are raising hell about the blades on the windmills busting up in pieces and washing up on the beaches. Environmental damages around the ocean. I mean, all this is crazy. None of it's necessary. Once again, I have no problem with a go-kart car if you want to buy one. Solar panels are good. I know a lot of people that got them. That's cool. Business and stuff. And I'm talking about this. Money was spending $80 million. This little town would have never did what they did. Painesville. I remember, y'all remember the town of Painesville, Ohio. I want y'all to remember they got rid of their coal plants, which were doing great, running the town for over 100 years. Nobody complained. Nobody had problems with that. By the way, there's a new website. I was contacted by the Heritage Foundation yesterday. It exposes the Biden-Harris administration dangerously liberal policies. Here it is. It's called Dangerously DangerouslyLiberal.com. DangerouslyLiberal.com. And it talks about Vice President's extreme policy position. We're going to talk about that later in the program in the third hour. Related to unsecure borders, mass amnesty, sanctuary policies for illegal, the Green New Geoenergy agenda, disastrous economic stances, Medicare for all, and the desire to advance the left's DEI and CRT schemes. This is really, by the way, I checked it out because I got it sent to me. DangerouslyLiberal.com. Some of you people say, I don't know how to argue with some of these friends of mine. Go to DangerouslyLiberal.com on Kamala. This is an opportunity for you to print it and show your friends that think voting for Kamala Harris is a smart thing when it's the dumbest thing they could do. I don't care how what they believe in. DangerousLiberal.com. When we get back, we'll eat a little bit. Here's a little bit with our friends at Raging Cajun. Big weekend. People are going to be cooking. You may as well try some Raging Cajun. Take a break. Be right back.
Everywhere you turn.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
A long-awaited sit-down. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris giving her first real interview since President Biden dropped out of the race and she became the nominee.
The sit-down pre-taped interview with Vice President Kamala Harris is set to air on CNN tonight, and she's doing it with her vice presidential pick, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Walz, for his part, preferred to promote a different event Wednesday before a group of firefighters in Boston.
Kamala Harris, she's ready to hold him accountable on the debate stage. Tell me you're not looking forward to that.
The focus, though, among her critics is on policy. Tuesday, former President Trump's VP pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, told a rally in Michigan that she's copying the former president's policies.
In fact, I've heard that for her debate in just a couple of weeks, she's going to put on a Navy suit, a long red tie, and adopt the slogan, Make America Great Again.
The debate is scheduled for September 10th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Harrison Walz wrap up a two-day bus tour in Savannah, Georgia today, yesterday visiting a school.
We wanted to come by just to let you know that our country is counting on all of you. You are leaders.
Former President Trump, meantime, hitting a pair of swing states today, and new polling suggests his lead is slipping in some others.
The Trump campaign is going to be spending a lot of time here in Wisconsin, in Michigan, and in Pennsylvania, where they are hoping to turn Democrats' blue wall to red. We are told that Senator J.D. Vance is going to be playing a big role in those efforts, given his upbringing in Ohio and his ability to connect with blue-collar voters in communities who feel like they have been left behind. New Fox News polls show the race is tightening in battleground states across the Sun Belt, where Harris is outperforming Joe Biden's numbers and now narrowly leads Trump in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, while Trump holds a one-point lead in North Carolina.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Trump running mate J.D. Vance speaks at a firefighters convention in Boston today. Tim Walz was there yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure Talk. NYPD officer Jonathan Diller's tragic story made national headlines this year. Now, Jonathan was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop. Jonathan, who is just 31 years old, leaves behind his wife, Stephanie, and one-year-old son, Ryan. Now, nothing will ever replace the loss of a husband and a father, but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to pay off the mortgage on the Diller family's home. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers.
Court-appointed special advocates or CASA are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Faith House has been Acadiana's safe haven since 1981 for victims suffering from violent or aggressive behavior in the home. This includes physical, emotional, financial, or sexual violence. We provide shelter, safety, advocacy, and resources to survivors and their children to empower them to break the cycle of abuse. Domestic violence affects 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men in their lifetime. In 2016, Faith House opened the Family Justice Center located downtown Lafayette, which houses law enforcement, prosecutors, civil legal services, and advocates under one roof to expedite the response time to domestic violence and reduce homicide rates. If you or someone you know is in need of assistance, please call our crisis line at 888-411-1333 to speak to an advocate. If you would like to support our mission, find us on Facebook under Faith House Acadiana or our website, faithhouseacadiana.com. On behalf of the survivors and children we serve, thank you for 39 years of care for those hurting in our community.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Excuse me. I've been woofing something down because my good friends from Raging Cajun Seasoning. And I tell you what, they do a little bit of everything. But Ron Schimmel joined. Schimmel?
Schimmel. Yeah, okay.
I got it right.
You got it. Yeah.
It only took you coming for a year.
You get it right. Yeah, you get it right every time now.
Hey, Ron, I got to tell you, dude, we got to talk about all this, but shrimp and grits are pretty awesome. I told people you were bringing shrimp and grits.
Well,
this is like awesome.
I got to admit, I didn't cook them. That's why we brought Leslie. Leslie Hall's here. I think you've met her before. So she does all of our R&D. She actually came up with the recipe that you're trying there. I think she can tell us a little bit about it.
You got to get that mic. Walker's got to kick it on for you. Leslie, it really is good. And by the way, Leslie was bragging how easy this was.
It's so easy. 25-minute box dinner. So it starts with, you have 2 packs in there. The one pack is just grits. It's actually seasoned grits. Has some bacon, cheese, butter flavoring in there. So just the grits itself is very good. You boil your water, get your water boiling, throw your grits in, let them cover them up, simmer them for about 5-10 minutes. And then you can get your shrimp ready on the side, rip shrimp packet in there.
You're going to laugh at me. I was thinking it was just the seasoning. It's the grits, the seasoning. All you got to do is provide the shrimp.
All you have to do is provide the shrimp and a little bit of butter.
By the way, I cooked this at the house.
It's very good.
Yeah, what'd you think? Was it as good as Leslie cooked?
I didn't say that. No, but what I'm saying, it was really, really good in the fact that you don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people back in the day thought something out of the box wasn't good.
Yeah.
And that's all changed. Not just for y'all, for a lot of people, but your stuff out of the box is delicious. And the other mixes that y'all have are delicious. But that shrimp and grits, I mean, that's a die for. That's really that good.
It's really restaurant style.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes me think you made all this homemade. I know you didn't, but that's what it tastes like.
It's like it's homemade at your house with a little bit of love.
We just give you a little help, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do is, you know, especially younger people today, they don't have a ton of time. You got a, you know, small family at home. Right. You can't spend 2-3 hours cooking dinner, so we're going to give you authentic Cajun food, and not just your traditional stuff. This is shrimp and grits, right? We do seafood bisque. We make rice dressing. So there's a lot of unique stuff. We got a couple of new ones coming out here soon that we can't quite talk about yet. But the next time, we'll bring you a couple new ones. So,
but you know, you guys, if you're not moving forward, you're not adding to the list, and you stay stagnant.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys are always, always looking for something new. To make, to cook, to develop for people to enjoy.
Absolutely.
Because that's the business you're in.
Yeah. And that's what Leslie does. I mean, that's what you've been doing this for 20-something years.
5 years now.
Throughout your career.
So, good. Let me put on the spot. I love putting people on the spot. Leslie, so we got Labor Day weekend.
We do.
Yeah. A lot of grilling, a lot of cooking.
If it was cold,
it would be a lot of gumbos.
Lot of yeah. Cooking.
I cooked a gumbo last night, and I made it from scratch, except.
Tell me you used a roux.
Well, the reason I didn't make the roux is because I had some Cajun.
That's right.
It's raging Cajun roux.
It's homemade roux. We just do the hard work for you.
I was in a catering business for 7, 8, 9 years, and I made roux big enough for gumbo and 100-quart pots.
Yes.
I ain't making no more if I don't have to. Yeah. I don't have to anymore because of you guys.
You know how long that roux cooks? Guess how long that roux cooks in our pots? 6 hours.
Wow.
Six hours.
How much you make it one time?
We make right at 40 gallons or so, a little bit more. Ooh. We do small batches.
Well, but you got that in a machine, I hope, because if the dude or lady stirs I feel bad for them.
It's a unique process.
We still hand fill.
No, but that's the only thing I had last night and everything else. I sauteed onions and celery, bell pepper, whatever I did, I sauteed, put the roux. Now, unlike the people down in Cajun land, they all get mad when they say, you don't put tomatoes in a gumbo.
I tell you what, if
I put my Rotel tomatoes in there and I chop it up really fine and I put it, they never know. People eat it. I always tell them after they eat the gumbo, it's so good. I said, you like tomatoes? Oh, don't ever put tomatoes in there. I said, got a can of Rotels. And they said, you got to be joking. They get on me.
Yeah.
But that's how we grew up making it. Yeah. I don't even know how to make it without the, I don't even know how. I'm going to get some emails. Eat my rear end, saying that's what I do.
Right.
I've always made it.
I think it's a kind of a split at the Mississippi too, and on the side.
I'm from Iberville Parish.
Yeah.
We did things different in Iberville Parish.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my wife, Mama, told don't mess with them boys over in Iberville Parish. Stay from across the river.
You put tomato in etouffee sauce too?
No. I don't put it in there too fast. Yeah. That's kind of
We're getting technical now.
Well, I mean, no, but she's a real cook. And look, I'm a real cook at my house. No, but it's really good. Now, let's talk about the dessert that I'm getting ready to get to.
Yeah.
It really smells and looks great.
That is pecan pie. Pecan pie made with our breakfast blend. So it replacing the sugar that you normally put in a pecan pie with our breakfast blend, which is brown sugar, low cinnamon. Some natural vanilla. So,
who brought the milk?
Yeah. We didn't bring the milk.
Yeah.
We had it in, I think Walker had it in some cereal a couple times ago over here.
Every morning I eat it on a bagel for breakfast with cream cheese.
He did that at the house. He ate the cereal and put the, I said, what are you spraying? He said, I'm putting the blend, the breakfast blend.
Yeah, breakfast blend. See, and it's real Louisiana cane sugar too. We talked about that, I think, one other time. It's important that we're sourcing as much local from Louisiana as we can.
Let's talk about a little bit about the growth of the company because y'all have had a lot of growth.
Yeah.
And I'm sure most of it, or a lot of it has to be here, but I'm sure are y'all trying to get out of Louisiana? Absolutely.
Yeah. We're national, continue to grow. Obviously we want to sell, we kind of think of it in two ways. This is our home base. You know, we want as many Raging Cajun fans, as we can get here, the food. So we're doing a lot of local marketing. You know, we've got extra marketing resource. You might see our billboard on I-49. We're in the new plant, so if you're driving I-49 north, right between exit 1 and 2, just in North Lafayette, so that's kind of our home base. So South Louisiana as a whole, very important for us. But we're also trying to take Cajun food across the country, right? We're trying to show people anywhere in the U.S. how to make shrimp and grits, how to cook jambalaya, gumbo, and we're making it. You know, we feel like we're trying to make it easy on them.
What I like about you guys and what you're doing too, like you came in here and made the shrimp and grits. From the box, basically.
We did.
Yeah.
From the box.
Okay, so you're not making it and coming in with something different than the box. You make it from the box and you're saying, here it is, try it.
Yeah.
So when you're going into stores and people like that want to taste your products, they're tasting the product.
Yeah.
The product from the box. Yes.
Yeah.
That was 3 boxes I did this morning.
No.
First thing this morning.
But don't go out there and say you got food that'll knock you down.
We definitely want to leave some for everybody.
I guarantee you they're I'm surprised y'all made it in.
Yeah. And you asked about kind of outside of Louisiana. I mean, it's I'm sure you heard of Publix grocery stores. If you've ever been on a vacation to Florida, they called just a couple months ago, and they're going to put that, you know, the jalapeno relish that we've got?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of those.
They're putting that in a month. That'll be in almost every Publix store. So that's the growth coming in.
My question is, do they take one product to try? Why don't they take them all?
Well, that's...
I'm just asking.
Yeah, we got really bad salespeople. No, they typically will start with one or two.
That's normal.
That's normal. Okay. Yeah, you gotta go in, prove it, and then from there you build. So we want to start with the relish, then we want to add seasonings, you know, box dinners, beans, all that good stuff.
But that's how you built it here too, I'm taking it.
Yeah, but
do we see the signs and all that in the local grocery stores and stuff now, which is good.
Grocery stores, I mean, it's real estate. If you think about it, they view it as they're renting you real estate, right? So they're gonna loan you that space, and you gotta prove to them you can sell off the shelf. So they're, you know, it's a big industry. It's very competitive. And to win in a grocery store, you've got to have consumers that are going to go in and pick it up off the shelf and then buy it again and again and again. One sale doesn't do you any good in a grocery store. You got to get repeat.
Oh, no. Unlike what the vice president thinks, you can't. He's going, oh, my God, he threw pot. But unlike that thing, they work on such a small margin.
Yeah, they do.
They got to work on a volume going back and back and
everybody's got to make money in the process, including us, including the, you know, the trucks, the truck drivers, and the you know, the stores and the store employees too.
But have y'all seen tremendous growth in the last year or two?
Yeah, I mean,
has there been that kind of growth?
The company's just about quadrupled on the brand on the brand size in the last, I'd say, 3 years.
3 to 4 years.
And the space. So the building we're in now is probably three times the size of where we were. So we're kind of growing capacity. With the business, and it's a balance. You know, you don't have all unlimited resources, so you gotta pay for what you need to do.
How many people y'all employing now?
Right at 20.
I'll say y'all all growing. Y'all, right at 20.
Between 20 and 25 with office and
we'll flex that up too in the busy, you know, holiday season.
Our busy season's coming in now, so we'll start.
That's why I brought y'all on. I thought tailgating.
Yeah.
They will crank it up at high school football games starting tonight all over the state, probably all over the country.
People are cooking and jambalaya and gumbo.
And then the college football game starts the weekend, and then you get a professional. But in our state, we got a lot of college football teams playing this weekend.
Well, I will say, Moon, our growth started about the time that we met. So I don't know if I can give you 100% credit, but you and your listeners have been a big part of that.
Look, I can be like everybody else. I'll be like an elected official. You might not give it to me, but I'm going to take it. You know how that goes.
Y'all been great. I mean,
are mentioning this by name. Some I didn't do, I need to do. People will email me all the time and say, hey, I use Raising Cane. Hey, tried it. It's great. I'll use it from now on.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of those emails through the year.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, more than I thought.
And reach out. Any consumers listening, I mean, if y'all want to email us with anything you're looking for, we tell people go to your grocery store and ask for it, right? So our email address is info@acadiankitchens.com, and I promise you we read every email.
What about website?
Acadiankitchens.com, A-C-A-D-I-A-N, kitchens.
Acadian Kitchens.
Acadian Kitchens is the company name. Two brands are Raging Cajun, like you got with the shrimp and grits, and then Cajun's Choice Premium Blend, like we got with the breakfast blend season.
And you got the seasoning's great, by the way. I mean, you don't have to add much more after putting your seasoning.
I heard somebody mixed the breakfast blend and original seasoning.
I'll tell you, Joe came in and said, I mixed it. He was cooking some pork. He wanted the season, but he wanted a little sweet.
Yeah.
He put the breakfast blend with the season. He said that his kids loved it.
The original.
And Joe can't cook.
That's it. We'll make you look good.
That's right. You made Joe look good.
He's listening.
I hope he ain't. I don't want to get fired just yet.
Yeah, no,
Ron,
but
it's always a pleasure.
We appreciate it, guys.
Website again.
AcadianKitchens.com. And then again, go to your local grocery store, ask for Raging Cajun.
Oh, no doubt about it. And a lot of times you'll see it. I'm seeing it pop up everywhere we go.
Yeah.
That's the credit to all you and the people that make it happen. God bless you, brother.
Too,
always a pleasure. Thank you. I'm going to finish off this pie at the break.
We got to thank Leslie for the food, too. Yes. Thank you, Leslie.
Absolutely delicious. But if you bring it out there, you're going to get mobbed. You're going to get mobbed. I'm just letting you know. All right, we got to go.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks. They're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing. So go to HUDCOroofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Hey, Frank. Looks.
We're full now. We've had our breakfast. Good thing it's almost time for lunch. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Anyway, I appreciate my friends that come, Raging Cage. And they did. They started out with us when they weren't doing a whole lot of marketing. And we just grown together like we have with a lot of our advertisements. And it's kind of a cool thing to watch. I watch a lot of companies do that. I was small and growing. It's always cool to watch that, and that goes to the credit goes to you folks out there that go to these advertisers and do business with them. That goes back to having great radio stations and great listeners, and I could never thank you enough. And I'm humbled to have all the advertisers that we have, the ones that have come and gone. It's all been good. By the way, John Blanchard will join us. Kamala Harris's tax Armageddon will cost the United States and the U.S. economy. I'll let John explain it to you. Instead, I was going to get into it, but I decided to call him and let him tell us a little bit because he can give us some more details of what really is going to happen if Kamala gets to be president and raise $5 trillion in taxes and the crazy taxes they're talking about. These people are nuts. And yet, I played y'all a clip with these young people. I'm voting for him because she's my color. I'm black, and we black, and black sisters got to stick together. Oh, she's fine. She hot. I'm going to vote for her. That's what you heard, you know? That's what you heard. So I ain't got to make none of that up. And so I'm going to let him do it if people will listen. That's all you got to do is listen and watch what's going on, and you will know that going down a Marxist and communist route is not the way to go. Anyway, Louisiana State Treasurer John Fleming calling to eliminate state personal income tax. The reason I read this, a lot of people are calling for it. Here's the question. Who's going to actually do it? And my problem is, the big thing is government is way too big. You got to cut it. Nobody's going to cut it. It ain't going to be done properly. Or it's going to be done over 432 years, which we got to catch up. Now, we need something big. Rather it be on the income tax, the insurance, we need something big in the state of Louisiana. We got to have something to happen that's really, really big. Of course, the media rights is $4.5 billion in revenue. Well, we're going to get the $4.5 billion. All they say. Nobody figures out how, because as soon as somebody starts crying, well, we can't change the way we do business, then nothing gets done. So they ran an article, And, of course, I knew they would do this. That's why I read it. They went to PAR, Steve Procopio. Procopio, I guess I said, president of Public Affairs Research Council, PAR. PAR's been around for 75, 80 years, folks. I might be wrong on that, but I think they've been around 75 years. Quote the president, "We agree Louisiana needs serious tax reform and welcome any conversation on the topic." That's the problem. All we do is talk about it. Then he adds, and I knew this was coming, but Procopio said, "Before eliminating the personal income tax, serious efforts would need to be made to identify which services to cut or how to make up that revenue. Over a third of the state's general fund." So here we go. What's going to cut? What are we going to cut? And that's where everybody gets nervous. And then why do we have to make up all the revenue? How come the state, the local governments, you know, we fighting raising property taxes in my area because the tax assessor walking out said, let's jack it up a little bit, telling people it's 3 to 10%, Mr. Conrad, and it's 17 and 25% on some people. And when he was confronted about it, he just shrugged his shoulders. He lied. So if the guy from PAR, here's my question to Mr. Procopio, because he said Louisiana needs serious tax reform and welcomes the conversation. All right, companies, the industry, PAR has been around, called the industry, it's been around for 75 years, 60, whatever it is. What's their plan? What's their plan? What's PAR's plan? Instead of him sitting there going, well, before we do that, we got to look at what we're going to cut and how we going to make up the revenue. What's his plan? What's PAR's plan? PAR's been here forever. Folks, what is PAR's plan? I just want to know what's their plan. They don't have a plan after being around for 70-something years, watching our state go backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards, never questioning people like Bill Edwards Fade Years and the legendary great Darden, Jay Darden. I'm just asking, what's the plan? We had a plan. We give it out 1,000 times. Daniel Ernst Palmer deal with the Pelican Institute. People have been having the plan. So what's their plan? Instead of him saying, hold up just a second, we got to see how we're going to replace the revenue or what we're going to cut, what's your plan? Anyway, John Blanchard would join us, Kamala Harris's crazy, nutted up $5 trillion tax plan on American economy. And by the way, they're going to spend some more money. They're going to print a bunch more money. We'll be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Getting behind the wheel.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Yesterday, the VP who's helped run this country and run it into the ground, wants to be president, never got a vote yet to be what she is, came up with a wacko plan to really stifle business in the United States of America. Joined by my friend John Blanchard, Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Company, I call them. How you doing, man?
Moon, doing good this morning, man. Just nauseated just like you with Kamala's tax plan. I'm part of the most Americans are as well.
Yeah, $5 trillion in tax greed. Let me start off. One of the ones I wanted, and it's several we can go over real quick. One of the ones I want you to address that I just went, oh, my God, was taxing unrealized capital gains. Money you haven't made except on paper, you got to pay a tax on. Can you explain what the heck that is? And where would you come up with something like that?
Yeah, so what she's proposing, this is going to be for people that have a net worth over $100 million or anything above $100 million. So, common working citizen, anybody else that's well below $100 million, they don't have to worry about it. But the key thing that we got to look at, too, is that they're putting $100 million. At some point, they could potentially drop it, where they can expose a lot more people, to this particular tax. But, this means if you own farmland, if you own a company, if you have stock that you've purchased inside of a brokerage account and you have not sold it yet, and your account value is gaining, or your property value is gaining, or the valuation of your business is gaining, or farmland, whatever it is, they're gonna have an evaluation on that property, and then they're gonna want to tax you 25% on that property value per year. Well, I mean, realistically, let's say if it barely changes over a 4-year period, then you'd have to liquidate the whole piece of property because of the 25% that they're charging each year. So, but the problem is too is that what if the market value goes down on that business, that property, real estate, whatever it is, that are you going to get that money back? And how long will it take for you to get that money back? But also, most people have their money invested; they don't have it sitting around in cash. So if they are going to have to pay a tax on 25% of the valuation of whatever it is that's being valuated, they're going to have to sell positions and pay a tax on that to free up cash to pay the taxes that's owed on this unrealized gain.
Yeah, but the fact that you do that, somebody is worth $100 million, probably invests in other companies and businesses. They can look at that as, I'm going to pull my money, I'm going to sell my company, I'm going to walk away. I mean, they could.
Right.
And like you said, if it starts at $100 million, would make you think they won't get down to $1 million. Somebody's worth $1 million, though.
Right. At any point in time, they have that ability to do so. It's just a matter of signing something into place. And, there's just things that we don't like. A lot of these things were on the agenda in 2020, 2021, when Biden was, first getting into office, in 2021. And then they put it back on the shelf. And he actually brought them back off the shelf to try to push through before the election. Now Kamala has taken and she's using that as her tax plan moving forward.
How about the raising the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28 with businesses struggling with the economy and inflation? How does that help the United States get back on its feet?
Yeah, that's taking more profit out. So you're going to see a cut in pay. You're going to see a cut in personnel. You're going to see more automation. From what I heard, the business of the future is going to, when you go into it, you're going to have three things: a human, a dog, and a computer. The dog, the human's there to feed the dog. The dog's there to bite the human if they touch the computer. So we're going to see more automation as they raise tax rates, as they, you know, we see inflation. And a lot of companies are struggling trying to, you know, pay their notes, pay their payroll, and all these things. And now you want to increase their tax rate even further. So then that's less profit margin that they actually have to have whenever that business owner is the last one getting paid. And even if it's a publicly traded company, that's still a problem when you're looking at the shareholder valuation, the amount of dividends that are going to get paid out. Things are going to be less lucrative because of these tax increases.
Yeah, what a anti-business, anti-American tax. Now, here's another one, raising capital gains tax rate to match the personal rate.
Well, it's not even just to match the personal rate, it's to exceed the personal rate. So what Biden was looking at doing was taking the capital gains rate in 2021 and moving it from the high end 20% to 39.6%. Well, Kamala wants to place it at 44.6%. But then we have to add something else to it, Moon. There's a net investment income tax. So whenever your income exceeds $250,000 and then there's other income that's generated, other investment income, that right now they're taxing you an additional 3.8%. It's called the Medicare tax or the net investment income tax. Well, she wants to raise it to 5%. So that's a big issue, especially if, I mean, in our state, you know, we're paying 4.25% on the state tax, but then we got to look at, you know, other states, California, New York, New Jersey, et cetera, that's some significant tax rates that people are having to pay when they sell an asset, when they sell a business, they sell a piece of property, they sell real estate. These are things that we got to be conscious about the policy. It's not just about their campaign of joy. It's about what's your policy? How much money do we actually keep on the investments that we make? Because when you're looking at, you know, 44.6, that's a high tax rate on long-term capital gains. I mean, it's obviously more than double. That's a big problem. But whenever you're looking at also the net investment income tax and the state tax itself, I mean, look, this is a very expensive tax rate whenever someone's liquidating a anything, you know, that you're holding for over 1 year. So in Louisiana, that's 53.85% you're going to pay in taxes. You know, that's a big expense. Yeah. So let's say if you have a business that's worth, let's say, $4 million or real estate that's worth, you know, $4 million, you know, good for you. But the only bad thing is that when you exit out of it, that's a substantial tax bill that you got to pay on that liquidation event. And so these are things that we have to pay attention to on the amount of taxes that you owe whenever you sell that particular business. I mean, it's very expensive. And you got more than half of your money going to taxes. So you've probably built a business, you've probably built a real estate portfolio, whatever it is, and you've put a lot of time and energy, and that's your retirement plan. And then when you sell it, more than half of it goes to between the Treasury and the state of Louisiana. Wow. That's a big issue.
Yeah.
So we have to look at what can we do to defer the taxation. Now, I'm glad we're talking about it because we have a unique strategy that we can utilize. And if you want more information, call our office. But the thing is, we have to look at what's going to happen if this unrealized tax, even though, let's say, you're not worth $100 million, but look at the trickle-down effect that's going to have on our economy when you have people that are selling, having to liquidate assets to pay a tax. What is that going to do? You know, it's not directly related to you, but it's indirectly going to have some kind of financial impact on you. The corporate tax is going to have an impact, you know, jumping up from 21 to 28%. But the capital gains tax is huge, too. We see a big silver tsunami. A lot of people are retiring right now. But also, it's not just people retiring as an employee, but there's people that are retiring as a business owner, people looking at making an exit or change their investment portfolio, looking at the taxation that they're going to be subject to because of these changes here. This is something that we have to address, and we got to make sure that we vote to keep these kind of tax rates out of our tax system.
Yeah, one of the ones that you've been talking about is allowing the Tax Cut and Job Acts to expire, and that's the one that Trump and the Republicans passed. People don't realize that's right around the corner. Even if Kamala Harris, if she becomes president, can't do all the other ones, this one can be done because this is set to expire.
Correct. And it's the whole tax code itself, but we also have to look at the estate tax. So whenever you're looking at the death tax itself, you know, right now as a married couple, you can shield $27 million from the death tax, but anything above that is getting taxed at 40% just from the death tax, let alone the gain that you got to pay on selling those positions. So, but it's going to be dropping down from a single person is getting $13.61 million. And starting on January 1st of 2026, it's going to go to 5.6 million. But wow. Biden and Kamala were talking about it several years ago, were bringing it down to $1 million per person. So if your net worth was exceeding $2 million, anything above that would be subject to a 40% death tax. So depending on what your investments are,
wow,
you know, you could see, we can look at this. Now, they haven't talked about the death tax getting dropped to the threshold getting dropped from the 5.6 million it's scheduled to be on January 1st to $1 million yet again. They did talk about it, but they haven't talked about it again recently.
Well, she's talking about it.
Let's look at it this way.
Yeah,
it's a big issue because let's say if you have, you're going to pay a 40% death tax, then you're going to pay a 44.6% capital gains tax. Then you got to pay a 5% net investment income tax, and then you got to pay another 4.25% tax because of the state of Louisiana. You have no money left over. That's a big issue. That's something that we have to look at and address and plan for if it does come to fruition.
Yeah, it's praying none of this have to happen. But I'm sure when you read this, you, as a financial planner, a guy that's a tax planner for businesses that understands the game, you got to be shaking your head going, holy cow. I guarantee you and your buddies in the business, if y'all talk, y'all going, can you believe what this woman wants to do?
Yeah, it's mentally nauseating.
Yep.
We hope these things don't happen because if something happens, if somebody dies with no true estate plan with these tax code changes, you, if you're worth $100 million and you live in Louisiana, your heirs are going to keep 6% of your net worth.
6%. Wow.
6%.
Yeah. And you ain't got, like you said, you ain't got to be $100 million. They bring it down to $1 million. You might only get $60,000. I mean, I'm just saying. This has gone crazy. She gets elected, it's going to get worse. John Blanchard, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Hey, John, always a pleasure. Thanks for updating us.
Thanks, Moon. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Thank you. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. That's what he does. I called him. Y'all heard that? Did y'all get that? I hope you got it because you got to explain this to other people that think Kamala Harris is sexy. We'll be right back. Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Making your
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, always 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Our friends are back. We want to mention, because they're having a gigantic sale going on, and guess where it's at? It's at my friends at Stein. Go to steinhome.com, steinhome.com. Choose the better bucket, folks. It's the green bucket by far. Choose the better bucket and get the right price. Great deals. Go look on the website at all the deals they have going on right now, and you're going to go, wow. Can you believe Stein has all this? Right now, they still have an outdoor power equipment catalog to check out, outdoor living catalog. And they got an end of summer grill giveaway going on right now. Okay? Free grilling sample. They got a little bit of everything, folks, that you need to check out. If you go to the catalogs are on the website. Steinhome.com, steinhome.com. Big game savings. They got hunting equipment and stuff for you. Always got power equipment on sale. They're one of the biggest steel dealers in the state of Louisiana. Okay, better brands, lower prices, always at Stein. Steinhome.com, steinhome.com. Yes, there are locations for you to go to, but I would check the website out so you can see what kind of deals. They got a swimming pool treatment deal going on right now. They got air conditioning set. They got special financing available up to 12 months. Laundry, cooking, refrigerators, dishwashers. It's time to get a great deal. I'm just telling you, if you hadn't gone to Stein lately, you don't know what you're missing. Vinyl, wood, carpet, tile, just about everything. And you like to, if you're a hunter, you need to check them out. Better brands, lower prices. By the way, that's guaranteed at Stein. Guaranteed. How you like that? So all that for you from our friends at Stein. All right, I need to post this, and I probably will put it on my Facebook. So what? There's a Maria's Mixing Bowl. Talk about economy and stuff like that. Okay? Now, this is hard for me. I tried to blow it up on my phone. I'm hoping I could post it. And what they did, it was showing prices that have changed since 2019, the end of 2019. Okay? And so, like, they went to McDonald's. Medium French fry at the end of 219 was $1.79. It's $4.19 now. Big Mac was $3.99, and then the 219 is $7.49 now. You remember that old dollar cheeseburger we could get? $3.15 now. Well, how about Taco Bell? Beefy five-layer burrito, $1.69, now $3.69. Nachos Bel Grande, $3.29, now $5.89. And this is what y'all voting for. If y'all want to keep this craziness continuing, vote for Kamala. Chick-fil-A prices. Chick-fil-A nuggets, $3.65, now $6.55. Like I said, it's hard for me to pull this up. Try to put it on my Facebook so people can get an opportunity to see it. Let me see if there's another item on here. Let's see. Medium waffle fries. Let's go with that one. People like them. They were, I'm telling y'all, this is so hard. Put $1.65, now they $3. The increase on all this food, when you look at the percentage, 70, 80, 90%, 118% increase. That is Kamala Biden economy. That's why you pay. You folks, we better be out there trying to tell people why this is really happening. I hate when COVID. Yeah, COVID caused some problems, no doubt about it. On the price side, too. But the problem was caused when the federal government and the state government morally started shutting down everything, telling everybody to go home, we'll send you a check. That's what hurt us. And we should never shut down. The United States of America should never shut down no matter what's going on. Never. I said that from day one. And somebody said, move the wealthy have to sell things to pay the value tax. Who will buy it? No one. because the new buyer will have to pay them tax. Yes, exactly. What Kamala and them are starting, folks, what they're trying to do, and by the way, this is all Barack Obama, Joe Biden. They don't care about you. They do not care about poor people. They do not care about middle class, even though that's what they tell you they think about. Somebody else wrote out a 225 area code. Talk about flood insurance that jumped 1,000% after one flood in Louisiana. We need some relief. Well, Bill, let me tell you. We're dealing with insurance like we deal with our economy. We do. We're dealing with our insurance crisis like we deal with the economy. We don't. We don't deal with it. There are some people trying. I'm going to be the first to tell you. There are a lot of people trying to deal with it, but you got to do more than take a step in the right direction. You just got to. By the way, Kamala Harris, so everybody said, and that's why I'm telling everybody this. So a friend of mine walked into the office today and said, yeah, they're doing a big first interview with Kamala. Kamala, heavy sounding. And Waltz, I said, that's not live. They said, well, it's tonight. I said, no, they're doing they interviewed yesterday or today. But you got to be joking. I said, it's not live. He said, well, I guess they could change it up. I said, they're going to change it up. They're going to get every segment just like they want it to come out. They're not doing a live. She's not going to take a live. She's never done a live interview. She can't do one, folks. That's why all this funny. I'm going to be surprised if we even have a debate with Kamala. She can't do a live. She can't even do one by herself. Obama did. Clinton did. Bush did. Trump does it all the time. She cannot do a live interview by herself with anybody that would challenge her. She will not do one, folks. She's doing an interview this morning probably with Waltz, and they're going to edit the hell out of it to make sure it comes out like CNN wants it to come out. They're not doing it. If you think they're going to tape the program and just play it as is, you're wrong. They're not, because she can't do one. This is the people that, when I shared that a while ago at the universe, well, she's a black woman, I'm a black woman, I'm a black, I thought we had both of black people. Who taught people like that? Who taught people this? Kamala's not going to do anything, folks. The debate would be a joke. No more than the joke was when Obama debated Trump. Matter of fact, this is just my opinion. I think Biden has way more brain waves than Kamala does. Way more. Not even close. All right. Got to take a break. Some of y'all are leaving us. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. Hour number 3 right around the corner. Kamala's flip-flops. Great guests. We'll start with them when we get back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.